Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 507 Mechanical Movements by Henry T. Brown is a classic catalog of mechanisms that has long served as a visual idea bank for engineers, inventors, machinists, and curious tinkerers. Rather than teaching theory first, it presents a broad parade of linkages, gear trains, cams, ratchets, intermittent drives, pumps, valve motions, and other devices, each intended to show how motion can be generated, transformed, or controlled. The value of the book lies in its compact, example-driven approach. A reader can scan designs quickly, recognize patterns, and adapt a mechanism to a new problem. Because the emphasis is on practical motion solutions, the collection is especially useful when you need an alternative to a straightforward motor and gearbox, or when you want to create a distinctive movement for a tool, model, or machine. It also offers historical perspective on mechanical ingenuity, showcasing solutions developed before electronics became the default answer to control and automation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motion conversion as a design toolkit. A central theme of 507 Mechanical Movements is the idea that most machine problems can be reframed as motion problems. You need rotary turned into reciprocating, continuous into intermittent, or uniform speed into variable speed. Brown's compilation organizes a wide range of mechanisms that accomplish these conversions using simple elements such as cranks, sliders, levers, cams, and eccentric drives. For a designer, this is more than a curiosity shelf. It is a toolkit for brainstorming. When you see multiple ways to produce the same output motion, you start thinking in trade-offs, compactness, smoothness, reversibility, controllability, and the ability to withstand load. The catalog approach encourages lateral thinking, helping you avoid locking on to the first solution you imagine. It is also a practical reminder that geometry often solves what control systems later try to solve electronically. Readers can use these examples to identify a mechanism family, then adjust dimensions and joint placement to tune stroke length, dwell time, timing, or mechanical advantage. Even without heavy math, the collection promotes design intuition by repeatedly showing how small structural changes can radically alter output motion. Secondly, cams, followers, and timing without electronics. Many mechanisms in the collection highlight how cams and followers can encode timing, dwell, and sequencing directly into hardware. This is a powerful concept for anyone building machines that must perform repeatable cycles, packaging operations, feeding parts, opening and closing valves, lifting and releasing, or metering flow. Cams allow a single rotating input to produce carefully shaped output motion profiles, including rapid rise, slow return, long dwell, or multi-step actions. Brown's selection underscores the variety available: plate cams, cylindrical cams, grooved cams, and compound arrangements that coordinate multiple followers. The broader lesson is that mechanical timing is both robust and explainable. A cam-driven system can be inspected visually, adjusted by changing a profile or phase, and maintained with basic workshop skills. Readers also learn to watch for constraints such as follower pressure angle, contact stress, lubrication demands, and the tendency of sharp transitions to create shock and noise. Even if a modern project will ultimately use servo control, studying these cam examples can improve the final design by suggesting simpler, lower-cost motion shaping or by providing a mechanical fallback when electronics are impractical. Thirdly, intermittent motion, indexing, and one-way control. A recurring problem in machinery is how to move something, stop it reliably, then move it again in a controlled pattern. 507 Mechanical Movements offers many approaches to intermittent motion and indexing, including Geneva-style drives, escapements, ratchet and pawl arrangements, and stop-motion linkages. These mechanisms matter whenever you need discrete positioning, counting, or stepwise feeding, such as advancing film, indexing a table, dispensing items, or creating rhythmic actions in a model. The deeper takeaway is that intermittent drives are not just about stopping, they are about controlling energy flow and preventing unwanted backdrive. Ratchets and pawls provide directional locking, while escapements meter motion in small increments and can also regulate speed when combined with a power source. Indexing mechanisms reveal important design considerations like impact at engagement, backlash, wear on locking surfaces, and the need for smooth acceleration into a stop. By comparing multiple schemes, the reader can choose between simplicity and precision. A ratchet might be rugged and forgiving, while a Geneva mechanism may offer cleaner discrete positions at the cost of higher contact stress. The collection helps you think in terms of motion logic implemented in hardware. Fourthly, gears, linkages, and mechanical advantage in compact form. Brown's catalog demonstrates that gears and linkages are not only about transmitting power, they are about shaping relationships between input and output. You see mechanisms that change direction, offset shafts, vary speed ratios, and create complex paths with surprisingly few parts. This is valuable for compact design, especially when space, weight, or manufacturability limits what you can build. Gear trains and gear linkages show how rotational motion can be recombined to yield differential behavior, phase shifting, or synchronized movement. Meanwhile, four-bar and multi-bar linkages illustrate how coupler curves and pivot placement can produce near-straight motion, quick-return effects, or specific dwell characteristics without resorting to slides. The practical insight is to treat geometry as a programmable medium. By selecting link lengths and pivot locations, you can craft motion with built-in mechanical advantage, where you need force, and reduced advantage where you need speed. Readers also get a sense of what to watch for in real builds: joint play, alignment, stiffness, and the way friction and wear can change a theoretically elegant linkage into a troublesome assembly. The book's breadth helps you recognize when a linkage is the simplest answer and when a geared solution is more stable or easier to manufacture. Lastly, how to use the collection for ideation and prototyping. Because 507 Mechanical Movements functions as a catalog, its biggest benefit comes from how you use it during design and prototyping. The book supports a workflow where you begin with the required output motion, then scan for mechanism families that naturally produce it, and finally adapt the geometry to your constraints. A productive approach is to write a short motion specification, input type, desired output type, stroke or angle, speed, load, duty cycle, and whether reversibility matters. With that in hand, the examples become filters. You can quickly shortlist options that match the motion logic, then reject those that are too delicate, too noisy, or too hard to fabricate. The collection also pairs well with modern prototyping tools. You can rough out mechanisms in cardboard or 3D prints to test timing and interference, then refine for strength and manufacturability. The examples encourage modular thinking, combining a motion converter with a latch, an indexer, or a cam sequence to build a complete machine cycle. Even readers who are not building hardware can benefit by training their intuition. Repeated exposure to mechanism patterns makes it easier to diagnose real machines, communicate design ideas, and spot elegant simplifications early in a project. In conclusion, this book is best suited for mechanical engineers, product designers, machinists, robotics hobbyists, model builders, and inventors who routinely face the question, "How can I make this move the way I want?" It is also valuable for students who know basic mechanics but need to build intuition about real mechanisms beyond textbook equations. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and creative. It expands your problem-solving vocabulary, helps you generate multiple solution paths under tight constraints, and improves your ability to prototype quickly. When you can select a mechanism that naturally produces the required motion, you often reduce part count, simplify control, and increase reliability. Compared with many modern books that focus narrowly on CAD workflows, electronics, or high-level design theory, this collection offers immediate, visual, reusable ideas that can be adapted across disciplines. It is worth buying because it functions as a perpetual reference. You can return to it whenever you are stuck, need a compact motion trick, or want an alternative to sensors and software. The breadth of examples makes it a strong companion to contemporary tools and a time-tested source of mechanical inspiration. If you would like to support Henry T. Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.